This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Thursday was a day of quiet ceremony in the U.S. Senate chamber as Congress opened the third ever impeachment trial of a U.S. president. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The Senate Sergeant-at-Arms began the proceedings, and House prosecutors formally presented the impeachment articles.
Article 1, abuse of power.
Another on obstructing Congress.
The Escort Committee will now conduct the Chief Justice of the United States to the dais.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
All 100 senators will be jurors.
Do you solemnly swear?
And John Roberts had them recite an oath to do impartial justice. Democrats like Mazie Hirono say they want to hear the president defend himself.
We've heard nothing except him calling it a witch hunt.
Not long after, he used another favored phrase in rejecting the impeachment bid.
A phony hoax.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is disparaging claims by Lev Parnas, a former associate of his personal attorney, that Trump was fully aware of pressure applied to Ukraine to launch an investigation of a political rival. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
The accusations are being made by Lev Parnas, who is under indictment for funneling foreign contributions to U.S. political candidates, including Trump. The president calls them the current hoax.
He's trying to probably make a deal for himself.
Trump says he does not recall any conversation with Parnas, who is also implicating Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr as being part of the plan to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The FBI has announced the arrests of a former U.S. Army cavalry scout and a Canadian Armed Forces reservist linked to a violent white supremacist group. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the men were believed to be headed to Virginia for a pro-gun rally on Monday.
The Canadian reservist and a Maryland resident, Brian Lemley Jr., a cavalry scout for the U.S. Army, are charged with transporting a firearm and ammunition with intent to commit a felony. The FBI has video of the pair firing a homemade assault rifle in recent days and alleges that Lemley ordered 1,500 rounds of ammunition. They, along with the third suspect, a 19-year-old from Maryland, are said to be members of the white supremacist group The Base, which is calling for acts of violence against blacks and Jews to create a white ethno-state using military tactics. Virginia is under a state of emergency with fears that militia groups are planning violence at the state capitol rally Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The governments of countries that lost citizens when Iran shot down a Ukrainian airliner have demanded that Tehran accept full responsibility and pay compensation. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden, and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Russia's ruling party on Thursday unanimously backed President Vladimir Putin's surprise choice for his next prime minister, Mikhail Mishustin. As Lauren Anthony reports, he's a man with almost no political profile.
Analysts have called Mishustin a technocratic placeholder. He will inevitably be viewed as a possible successor to a shrunken presidency and small members of his cabinet, many of whom are expected to be new to government. And essentially, that would give Putin the options of taking on an enhanced role as prime minister after 2024, when he's obliged to leave the presidency, pursuing a new role as head of the state council, or even becoming speaker of a new supercharged parliament. Critics have long accused Putin, a former KGB officer, of plotting to stay on in some capacity after his term ends, in a bid to wield power over the world's largest nation and one of its two biggest nuclear powers.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.